Yes, there are two Palestine cities, and mankind is fashioned after these.
It's about two seas in Palestine. One is a sparkling sapphire jewel. Its waters are clear and clean and cool. And along the banks the children play as travelers seek it on their way. For nature gives so lavishly its choicest gems to the Galilee. But further south the Jordan flows into the sea where nothing grows. No splashing of fish, no sounds of birds. No children's laughter is ever heard. And the air hangs heavily all around, for nature shuns this barren ground. Both the seas receive the Jordan flows, and the water is just the same, you know. But one of these seas are like the liquid sun, and can warm the hearts of everyone. Is dead and dark and miserably. It takes each drop that Jordan brings, and to each drop it fiercely clings. It pours, it holds the Jordan waves, until like shackled captive slaves, the fresh clear water turns to salt and dies within the Dead Sea vaults. But the Jordan flows on rapturously, and it enters and leaves the Galilee. For every drop that Jordan gives becomes a laughing wave that lives. For Galilee gives back each drop, his water flows and never stops. And in this laughing living sea that gives and gives so generously, we find the way in life and living is not in getting, but in giving. Yes, there are two Palestine seas, and mankind is fashioned after these. Yes, there are two Palestine seas, and mankind is fashioned after these. Yes, there are two Palestine seas, and mankind is fashioned after these.
Psych.